And welcome back to Over Coffee. When you ask most people to name a catalyst for positive change, most of them are not going to say classical music. But that's the difference between most people and Rachel Fine, who is the executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. She's also a classical pianist and veteran arts administrator. She's joining me in the studio right now. We'll talk about a great program that lets you see a lot of concerts for the cost of a latte per day, just about. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
It's great to have you. Before we get talking about the Campus to Concert Hall program, I'd love to know a little bit about your background, how you first got into classical music.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started in classical piano, learning the Suzuki method, when I was 5 years old. And from the time I was five, expressed a genuine interest in playing piano and started performing competitively from a very young age and pursued piano pretty rigorously until I was a senior in high school and actually started my freshman year of college at the Eastman School of Music. So my background was in classical piano performance with an emphasis on solo repertoire, but also did a lot of chamber music and vocal accompanying, everything a pianist needs to do.
What do you mean when you say Suzuki method? What is that?
The Suzuki method is a method of learning an instrument by ear that was founded by Suzuki, a Japanese musician. It started with violin, but it has pretty much permeated the entire classical music world. I think you can learn the Suzuki method pretty much on any instrument right now. In fact, my 9-year-old daughter takes Suzuki cello at Pasadena Conservatory. So it's a way of learning an instrument. It's particularly good for picking up an instrument for the first time and learning music. In more recent years, sight reading and musicianship have been introduced, but the basis of it was really learning the instrument by ear.
What do you remember best after you were learning that and you're beginning to perform professionally as a child? What's that like for a child performing professionally?
Well, I didn't really start performing professionally until I was a teenager, where I was actually getting paid to either be an accompanist or a performer. But entering competitions, I think it was both very, very exciting, but also stressful at times. I have a competitive spirit, and I think that has actually allowed me to be successful in other areas of my life. So I think there's a lot of good in healthy competition. And as a child, it was just a part of the routine. It was really integrated into my life from a very early age. So it didn't feel that much different than a lot of other activities that I pursued. I think that it was good in terms of achieving excellence in my life, in achieving poise, in developing a stage presence, interacting with people. So I think there's a lot of good from healthy competition.
And I failed to mention that you have in your background, you worked with Juilliard, you worked with the Los Angeles Children's Chorus,
right,
and San Francisco, I believe, Chamber Orchestra as well. Mm-hmm. How did you come to the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra?
Well, I moved to Los Angeles from the Bay Area in 2005 because of my husband's job, and Los Angeles, frankly, was not a place I was particularly interested in living. Moved rather reluctantly, in fact, commuted for about 16 months keeping my job in San Francisco, and slowly but surely, it really started to grow on me, and what was particularly notable is what a great classical music city Los Angeles is, and also Pasadena has such a great vibrant arts community. I was enamored with the level of interest and dedication and cultural activities that were going on in Los Angeles, and we were living in Pasadena at the time. So I slowly came to the decision that perhaps this is where we would start to settle, and decided that I would move from being a director of development, which is essentially a head of fundraising for an orchestra in San Francisco, to being an executive director. And so I applied for the executive director position of the Los Angeles Children's Chorus. But I had been an administrator prior to that for about 10 years.
Do I understand what an executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra does? I think of you as being chief cook and bottle washer. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, it's a good question because there are two heads, essentially. There's a music director, and our music director is Jeffrey Kahane, who is a wonderful, renowned pianist and also conductor. And then there's the administrative director. But every nonprofit organization has a board of directors, and we basically both report to the board of directors. So we have equal footing in the organization in terms of the leadership, but we have very, very different responsibilities.
Now, with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, which, by the way, I understand that you won your 8th ASCAP Award summer. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There's that one program that's particularly germane to college students, the Campus to Concert Hall. Would you tell me about that one?
Sure. This is a program that's been in existence now for a few years. And, of course, every orchestra is very interested in expanding its audiences, but also attracting younger audiences. And we put this in place a few years ago, as I said, to attract students and also make classical music accessible for students. So college students can purchase a $25 pass, and that essentially allows them to attend almost everything that we do, depending on availability. So they can buy a one-time pass and then use it from concert to concert to gain access. So they can go up to, 14 to 20 concerts a year, and that makes it extremely affordable for students to attend.
Now, I understand, too, that you have kind of a presentation beforehand. Is that right? 6 o'clock for each concert makes it a little bit more accessible for the students?
Right. So depending on what time the concert starts, some of our concerts start at 7, some start at 8. We do what's called a pre-concert talk. And our music director, when he's conducting, is very involved in those pre-concert talks. He happens to be an exceptional speaker on classical music. He makes it very accessible, very desirable. So he is often interviewing another artist who's on the program or interviewing some of our musicians, but the idea is to really take people through the program that they're going to hear and give them a little bit more insight and make it a little bit more accessible for them. So they're called preludes, concert preludes, and they typically happen an hour before every concert we do.
We may have to come back to this with our break coming up, but how would you, as an educator, make, let's say, Beethoven or Mozart, that can be a little bit intimidating to somebody who doesn't know classical, more accessible? What would you tell a student who has never heard a Beethoven piece?
Well, we actually do one really exciting concert a year at Ambassador Auditorium in Pasadena. So for your students, it's very accessible in terms of distance. But Jeffrey Kahane spends 45 minutes as a part of that program. It's called the Discover Program, taking the audience members, taking students through a detailed tour of a particular work with the orchestra on stage. So next February, in fact, we are doing Beethoven. We're doing Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. This is his third symphony. It was a watershed in terms of the development and evolution of the symphony. And he will spend the first 45 minutes of that concert talking in detail about the context in which the symphony was written, taking the audience through musical examples, and then they will play it in its entirety. And then they're allowed to ask questions.
Wow, what a great way of getting to know Beethoven and his music. You and I are listening today to Rachel Fine, who is the executive director of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. We are talking about the Campus to Concert Hall all-access pass for students ages 17 to 30 and a little bit about the performances that are going to be happening with Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about the one that's happening this weekend. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee, back in just a moment on LancerRadio.org.